celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. And on today's show, the topics are going to range from the health and care of Fido to finding love with the help of Fido. And as your very own Cupid, wait till you see what he can do to help you find true love. And our first guest, Dr. Sean Messonnier, author of several books, among them the award-winning book, The Natural Health Bible for Dogs and Cats, and his new book, Unexpected Miracles, Hope, and Holistic Healing for Pets. He also runs his own veterinary clinic in Plano, Texas, and hosts a radio show called Dr. Sean, the Natural Vet. Hi, Dr. Sean, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to be here with you.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You're a busy guy.
I'm staying pretty darn busy. Actually, I'm in the middle of writing, taking a break to do the show with you.
Well, thank you, as long as you're not in the middle of surgery.
No. I have the afternoon off. I get caught up with all of my writing.
Well, you know, I have a question. I've been wanting to talk to you about this for a long time, and I know myself, I've been really interested in the last couple of years. I turned to a vegetarian diet, and I'm really paying attention a lot to my health. And why would you suggest for pet parents to look into treating their dogs in a holistic manner?
Well, I think there are two reasons that I started doing that. Number one is to prevent disease, so I want to have healthy pets. Secondly, there's so many pets that are just like people, chronically addicted to all of these drugs, and while the drugs temporarily make them feel better, they really don't restore health. So I think if you have a pet that has a serious medical problem, whether it's allergies, epilepsy, cancer, whatever, that you certainly consider some of these other therapies to help improve your pet's health and maybe reduce their dependency on all of these drugs.
Well, I think that makes a lot of sense, and I know I had corresponded with you before, and, you know, as an example, our dog, Junior, he had, when we were on a road trip last year, we did the adoption drive for Route 66, and he came down with an ear infection. We went to the local vet, and they prescribed some type, I think it was prednisone, and you know what, he went to the bathroom, you know, for like 2 days. I mean, I immediately took him off because I thought that must have been the culprit. So if someone comes into you with an ear infection like, say, Junior did, and you run the test, what type of regimen would you suggest?
Well, many times we don't have to use drugs. We can use an herbal ear wash. There's one I just made called Dr. Sean's Organic Ear Wash that's all natural and organic. We can use that. Excuse me. We can also use something like an olive leaf extract that has natural antibacterial and antifungal properties, so we can actually treat an ear infection totally naturally unless the ear is so painful and so inflamed where we might need to use some temporary medications to help the pet.
Yeah, I like that. I think it makes sense to start it out in that manner, and hopefully that's going to help a great deal. And on your website, this is really fun for me to kind of surf around on your website because, like you, you're a busy guy, and your website certainly is indicative of all the things that you do. So tell our listeners about PetCareNaturally.com. What kinds of things, from products to advice, can they find on your website?
Well, there are a lot of free articles on there. There's a section of recommended books. A few of them I've written. Most of them I haven't, but a lot of books that I recommend for pet owners, excuse me, for their own health care, as well as their pet's health care from a natural perspective. I do my radio show on Tuesday night, and we talk about a lot of different natural therapies, various supplements that can help the pet. There are actually links on my website to some of the supplements we talk about, to the actual manufacturer's website, so people can take advantage of some of the things that I use in my practice every day. If you're not in Texas, can't come to see me, at least you can take advantage with the knowledge base on PetCareNaturally.com, as well as the links to the various supplement manufacturers right on there as well.
So you're actually able to take questions from people, and you personally are answering these different questions that you get? Do you have like a live type of audience that is, or is this just a question at a time?
Well, on my radio show, it's a live audience. So like tonight, we'll do the radio show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it'll be an hour of people calling in. Sometimes we have guests. Tonight, we have an hour call-in. And for people who email me through my website, PetCareNaturally.com, we'll actually do some email questions on the air as well. So for people who don't mind coming on live, we love talking with them. For people who are a little bit shy, we'll actually do the email questions on the air as well when we have time to do that.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. So, and then back to your website, are they able to do that on the website as well, or are you?
They can send me questions. Just... There's a little contact button right on there. You can send me questions very easily right through the website.
Oh, cool. Okay, and then I know that you have a gift for first five callers, but before we talk about that, your book, the new book, The Unexpected Miracles, Hope and Holistic Healing for Pets, can you give me like a little rundown about what people can expect when they take a look at your book?
Sure. The reason I wrote Unexpected Miracles is because every day I see people who come to me who have pets with some very serious problems, and they've been told by their conventional doctors that there's nothing more they can do for them. And basically to go home and wait for the pet to pass away or to come back shortly and euthanize the pet. And unfortunately, a lot of owners listen to that advice. But there are many owners who are starting to say, you know what, I really don't like that advice. I know there's someone else or something else out there that can help me. Unexpected Miracles is a book of true stories of these owners who came to my practice, found the wonderful healing benefits of natural therapy, and their pets survived and in many cases were cured of their problems by focusing on the health of the pet using natural therapies and not just getting stuck on these drugs that in many cases were not helping the pet. So my goal with Unexpected Miracles is literally to offer hope for the hopeless. If you've been given a poor prognosis for your pet, if you don't like the fact that your pet's hung up on all these drugs and the pet really isn't getting any better and it seems like no one else can offer you some hope, read the wonderful stories in Unexpected Miracles that will encourage you to find a holistic veterinarian by you and really seek a different style of healing and health for your pet.
Well, I hope that message has reached out to a few of our listeners who may be experiencing something like that right now. So I think this is probably a good time to ask our callers to give us a call. And if they're among the first five callers, they're going to receive a copy of Unexpected Miracles. And that number to call is 1-866-405-8405. And pick up the phone right now. You just might be one of the lucky five callers. Once again, the number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Dr. Sean, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks so much, and have your listeners also check me out in Fido Friendly. We got some nice articles in there about natural health as well.
Hey, I appreciate it. And for more information, visit Dr. Sean's website at petcarenaturally.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about a lovely bed and breakfast where Fido is welcome. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Fido-Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel and destination reviews, health and wellness topics, dog training advice, and the latest fashion trends. You can find Fido-Friendly magazine at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, and Petco, or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido-Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend, and the only magazine your dog will thank you for.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. Now, one of my favorite guests is on the line, Michelle Brubaker from Pettopia TV. Hi, Michelle, and welcome back.
Hi, Susan. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. So where in the world has Pettopia TV been lately?
Well, our Pettopia TV team and our four-legged mascot, Lola, she's the one who really does our pet-friendly reviews. We got to go to Casa Laguna Inn and Spa, which is in Laguna, about an hour drive from San Diego, where we're based. And it's just this wonderful, cute, charismatic bed and breakfast type hotel where you can bring your pet.
It's been a while since we've been to Casa Laguna, and you can tell me if they're still doing this, but when we were there visiting with our dogs, we were able to go out to the courtyard and have breakfast with our dogs.
Yes, and you can still do that, and the great part is if you're a guest there, you get a complimentary breakfast. So you get to enjoy that great breakfast with your dog right there on the patio. It's a fantastic view, beautiful scenery, and it definitely has more of a cozy, intimate feel with your dog than some of the other hotels I'm sure you and your listeners have stayed at.
Yeah, it's really kind of neat because I can't remember when it was built, but it's more like a hacienda. It was like in the 30s or something. And I mean, you really feel, don't you feel like you were just taken back to a different time? Because it was just really beautiful and really different.
Oh, absolutely. It actually used to be an artist colony, we learned, and a place where the celebrities would hang out in the 40s. And you definitely feel like you've stepped back in time when you go there. And the lobby has this beautiful fireplace, and you can sit and enjoy with your dog a glass of wine and just relax and really feel like you're getting away for some good R&R.
And that's perfect for everybody that wants to travel with their dog. And if you happen to be in Laguna Beach, California, where can you go once you decide that, okay, I've been lazing around and I want to take my dog for a walk? Where can you go from the Casa Laguna?
Well, the great thing is what we have found is that Laguna is extremely pet friendly. So when we took Lola to downtown Laguna and walked around, almost every store had a water bowl outside for dogs that were passing by. And we met so many dog owners there with dogs of all breeds and all sizes, and Lola got to meet all sorts of friends. So it's a really pet-friendly location and a great place to take your family and your four-legged family member.
And then across from the beach, are you actually, because I know there's a lot of beach restrictions, can you actually go across the street to the beach?
Yes, there are certain areas right across from Casa Laguna Inn and Spa where you can take your dog, and it is pet-friendly. You definitely want to make sure you ask at the lobby. They were really good about directing us what's pet-friendly and what's not pet-friendly and where we could take our dog and where we couldn't. And one of the things I wanted to mention is that there is a $25 pet fee for Casa Laguna Inn and Spa, and they do ask that your pets don't stay in the room by themselves. But again, the great part is that the whole inn and Laguna are so pet friendly that you want to take your dog everywhere with you anyways.
Oh, absolutely. And now, where are you guys going next? What kind of locations are you going to be sharing with everybody on Pettopia.tv?
We have a lot of exciting stories in the works. In fact, we just got done covering the nation's largest cat show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. We got to hold all kinds of rare cats, hairless cats. It was definitely an experience. And then we are actually going to Costa Rica in February. So I am thrilled about that experience, and I'm going to be shooting stories on all the different kinds of wildlife that are there. I've never been, and I can't wait to experience it.
Well, we're going to look forward to talking to you about that when you return. Anna, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much for having us, Susan. We really appreciate it.
And to take a look at the video for Casa Laguna, go to pettopia.tv. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out how Fido is not only a great companion, but he makes a pretty darn good Cupid, too. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-friendly travel talk on Animal Radio.
Oral disease is the most frequently diagnosed health problem for pets. That's why it's so important to take care of your dog's teeth. With Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, you can easily do just that. Pets Life Oral Care not only removes plaque and tartar, but it also kills bacteria on contact, improving doggy breath. For best results, use the spray or gel every 3 to 4 days in the evening. Pets Life is all natural, veterinarian approved, and 100% safe for your pet. To purchase the Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, visit PetsLife.com or call 1-888-453-4682.
Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Now, Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our next guest, Cheryl Mathis, has a new book out that, with the help of Fido, gives insight to that age-old question, how to find true love. Hi, Cheryl, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Now, tell us about your new book, Leashes and Lovers, What Your Dog Can Teach You About Love, Life, and Happiness, and why you decided to write the book.
Oh, I'd love to. Well, the book came about from the thousands of dog lovers and celebrities I've interviewed since creating the event side of Leashes and Lovers. And in the book, we learn that our dog is our guru, so to speak, when it comes to relationships. And with the help of a dog and letting go of the leash, we not only realize how to find and discover what true love is, but have a better life fulfilled with happiness. And, Susan, I've always had dogs and other animals as pets growing up, but it was as an adult when I got my first dog, my greyhound, Shiraz, that I realized this, and she taught me this. It's that your dog becomes your social key of admittance to making new friends and new love interests and often even business connections, too. So when Leashes and Lovers began as a business to connect dog lovers and social lounges, pretty soon we realized that everybody wanted to join in the fun. It was even those who were married, those who didn't have a dog. So we knew that the common bond was a love of dogs. So Leashes and Lovers then extended to an online profile format so that members can feel like a star and share their photos, their videos, blog, and connect around the world, whether it is for friendship, the same breed of a dog, a date, or even for love.
Well, so Leashes and Lovers isn't just about Fido playing Cupid. It's also just about relationship advice in general.
Exactly. Leashes and Lovers, the book, unleashes the secrets to a happier life and how your four-legged friend can lead you to better relationships with all the humans in your life. So the beginning chapters are devoted to just dating, and then the book continues the lifespan of merging dog houses for couples and how to be one happy pack. And then the later chapters deal with if there's a breakup or divorce. And while some of the chapters are also on friendship and as well as extended family, because as you know, when you're a dog lover, your dog is a family member and it is till death do you part. And some of the biggest lessons uncover how we humans create a lot of issues by not letting go of the past, and we seem to bring our baggage with us into the future, whereas our dogs just live in the present and seem to only bring their heart. I've given a lot of tips in every chapter throughout the book, and then also especially since we're talking with, because of Valentine's coming up and February is the month of love, I can give four tips that our dogs would love to give us are, one, greet others at the door with enthusiasm. Two, look the person in the eye, make others feel special. Three, learn to forgive, wipe the slate clean. And four, don't evaluate others so much on money, looks, fame, and skin color, but by their heart. So that's a great tip, I think, especially for February, the month of love.
I love it. I love it. Now, when is the book available? And tell us about the book launch, because this sounds like it's going to be fun.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm doing something a little different. The book officially launches March 31st. And especially if people go and buy on that particular day and you come to the landing page, it's leashesandlovers.com/the book. What you can get also that day if you buy the book are thousands of dollars worth of free bonus gifts. And I have a number of experts who are offering free ebooks and downloads, everything from dog training ebooks, audio CDs, all kinds of things that are really valuable, especially to the dog lover. And then we'll also be giving away prizes worth thousands of dollars as well, so they'll be eligible for those prizes that we'll draw later. And even the night before the launch, we'll be having a party in New York City. So if you're in the area, certainly we'd love to see you, but definitely on March 31st, everyone can go that day and not only get the book, but access to all these other experts and their wonderful valuable bonus gifts that they're giving away.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I understand you have a book for one of our listeners?
I do. I'd be more than happy to send one of your listeners who first responds an autographed copy of Leashes and Lovers, and they'll be one of the first ones to receive it hot off the presses.
I love it. So to one of our lucky listeners, be the first to call in. You can call in now to 1-866-405-8405, and you'll receive your signed copy of Leashes and Lovers. That number, once again, is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Cheryl, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Bye-bye.
For more information about Leashes and Lovers and how to pre-order, go online to leashesandlovers.com. Now, if you're looking for a Valentine getaway for both you and Fido, I have found the perfect place in sunny Vero Beach, Florida. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Did you hear Animal Radio this weekend?
What I see people doing, the French kiss with their dog, or the full-on, their tongue lapping at lips kiss, especially after you've just seen the dog giving himself a genital bath, and the person says, oh, come on, you know, dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans. If that's the case, then might I suggest stitch your mouth up, because if your dog's mouth is cleaner than yours, then yours should never be allowed to be open.
Catch Animal Radio, Saturdays at noon, Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern, on XM 158.
Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And you know, Valentine's Day is not just for couples in love. When you have a dog, it's, you know, take me, take my dog. And on the line is John Lai, and he's here from Kimpton's Vero Beach Hotel and Spa. He's going to talk to us about menage a pas. Hi, John, and welcome to the show.
How are you, Susan? Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm great. You know, most of us know the Kimpton brand. They're just about the most phyto-friendly hotels on the planet. But your property is really rolling out the red carpet this Valentine's Day. So what is the Romance Package for Three all about?
Well, Susan, we're a four-diamond resort located in Vero Beach, which is on the central east coast of Florida. And because we realize that even the most romantic parents might find it hard to leave their pups behind to go on a special getaway, the Vero Beach Hotel and Spa is offering a special pooch and smooch package for couples traveling with their pets. This includes a pampered pooch picnic at the local dog park with a basket that has a picnic blanket, two wine spritzers, organic treats for mom and dad, dog treats, ball, water, and even a collapsible bowl and a cleanup bag. Also included in the package is a turndown amenity of champagne and homemade doggy treats from the local pet boutique, Hearth and Hound, as well as a $5 donation to the Indian River County Humane Society.
Wow, so you can actually go and have a wonderful weekend, and you're even going to be helping the local charity. I think that's really great. And if you miss the Valentine's Day, let's just say we can't make it to Vero Beach on the Valentine's Day, can we still take advantage of the Pooch and Smooch package?
Oh, you bet. It's available now through December 22nd, 2010.
Wow. Well, that gives us a long time to get out there. And it's great to know, because when you can always celebrate with the ones you love, it doesn't matter if it's Valentine's Day, but just in case we miss Valentine's Day, we can still make it out there to see you guys.
Yeah, exactly, Susan. Here at the Vero Beach Hotel and Spa, pets aren't just allowed. They're truly welcomed. We love our furry friends, and at Kimpton's Vero Beach Hotel and Spa, they stay for no charge all the time. In addition to receiving complimentary treats upon arrival, they're often greeted by Oliver, who's our four-legged director of pet relations.
Hey, you know, what kind of dog is Oliver?
Oliver's actually a Lhasa Apso and was rescued from the local animal center.
And how long has he been serving as the director of pet relations?
He's been on board with us now for approximately 6 months, so we're really enjoying him, and he's doing a great job for us.
Well, that sounds like another story we might have to cover another time. And I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
It's my pleasure, Susan. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And for more information about Kimpton's Vero Beach Hotel and Spa, visit VeroBeachHotelandSpa.com or call at 866-602-VERO. That's it for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Phyto-Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. We're at Borders, Barnes & Noble, or simply go online to phytofriendly.com and subscribe today. Until next time, travel safe, leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.